You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
Wait, wait, don't tell me I can't wait on things.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now, we've been waiting to hear from her all morning, is Anne Curzan, University of Michigan English professor. Welcome.
Good morning, Rebecca.
So this week, we have a question from Jill. Jill says, I was reading an article in Time magazine, and the sentence read, a pair of beaten-up Toyota Land Cruisers awaited on the other side. Can you help with when awaited versus waited would be the correct usage? I've read that sentence several times, and I'm still not quite sure how I feel about that one. Anne, what do you think?
I'm with you. And I think the fact that we have to think about it suggests there's some kind of issue here. So let's start with the general guidance on this. And then I'm going to say that the general guidance doesn't always hold up. If you look at something like Brian Garner's usage guide, Modern English Usage, you will see the general distinction that await as a verb is transitive. That is, it takes an object. You await someone's arrival. You await a response. And that wait is intransitive. So you just wait. In other words, they mean pretty much the same thing, but they function differently grammatically. But this distinction doesn't always hold because await can be used without an object. If you look in Merriam-Webster, they have the definition of to stay or to be in waiting. And here's the example they provide. The nation awaited as Congress debated the issue. There's no object. And so we could go back to the trucks. I think for me, one of the questions is, what are the trucks awaiting?
Your arrival, I presume.
So await can be used intransitively. The other way it can be used intransitively is with the meaning to be in store. Here's the transitive version. I wonder what awaits her. And then the intransitive version. I wonder what awaits.
I could use both of those. Neither sounds strange to me.
Right. Then we can take wait, which is often intransitive with no object, but you can wait your turn. So there it appears with an object. Of course, you can also wait tables, but that's a different meaning of wait. So we're going to put that to the side. Now, the other issue that comes up with wait is the question of what preposition to use. Typically, a lot of us use wait for. I'm waiting for someone, I'm waiting for something. But Rebecca, can you wait on something?
Yeah, and usually I'm doing that impatiently, like I'm waiting on a bus.
And this is one of the things that comes up when people discuss the difference between wait for and wait on. Right now, wait on is often described as more casual or more colloquial than wait for. But also, for example, Merriam-Webster Collegiate, the 11th edition, notes that wait on can suggest more irritation or annoyance. And I was thinking about how I might use it. And I think I could say something like, I'm just waiting on her to get back to me. And if I said, I'm waiting for her to get back to me, that would be pretty generic. But I'm waiting on her to get back to me. It suggests to me it's the only thing that's holding me back, if she would just get back to me.
You're sounding a little salty there.
Not that I would ever sound salty about this. So to return to Jill's question about the trucks that are awaiting, it seems to me that we're sensing something might be a little bit unusual about the construction, but it is possible for a wait to function without an object.
All right. Well, we waited all week to get our language fix. Thanks so much, Anne.
I hope it was worth the wait.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Language Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.